Hey everyone, welcome to Survivor Tip number 43, Your Voice. We're focusing on this because there is such a thread emerging about survivors who have their voice robbed many, many times over and over again. And it could be that as a child you spoke out to be believed and then not believed. It could be that as an adult sharing your story, people look at you in a strange way or challenge you or ask you why you haven't been able to move on from this. So your voice is really, really important, and having that taken from you is unacceptable and can be re-traumatizing. So here's a couple of tips about how to hold on to your voice and stand in your truth. One, look someone in the eye who is challenging you and say, I wonder why that is. Or two, make sure that when you are sharing your story with people, you have someone with you who has your back. You actually don't need to say anything. You don't need to justify. You don't need to explain. This is your trauma. This is your life. Sometimes silence can be the most powerful thing when it comes to you using your voice. Yep, I just said it. So for more fabulous content, go to handingtheshameback.org and to donate to help us use our voice even more, please go handingtheshameback.org/donate. Till next time.